How flexible is your device? Are you a person on the move and need your device to move with you? The Mesa Fundi goes wherever you go. It allows you to take notes, sketch your great ideas, sign documents and get work done wherever you are. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional. Visit mesa.co.za for more information.
When life gets harder, you get smarter. You don't mission, you level up like a boss. Connect Vox Fibre to your home, starting from 554 Rand per month. Level up your experience with Airtie's Wi-Fi boosters, Vobi Voice app calling, Office 365, and over 160 other products to enhance your lifestyle. Live smart, level up with Vox. Visit vox.co.za to view our range. T's and C's apply.
This is Tech Central and I'm Duncan McLeod. I'm on a conference call now with Mteto Nyati, Group CEO of Altron. Mteto, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Duncan.
It's a pleasure. Pity we can't meet in person, but circumstances dictate. I must ask you first, before we talk about Bytes UK, which is what we're really here to talk about today, how are you guys handling the lockdown? How's it going for you guys?
Look, we set up a crisis committee that was like a month ago to look to this thing, to plan ahead, to make sure that we handle, you know, some of the things that the challenges that we were thinking will be happening. And what we are seeing now is that those plans have really helped a lot. It was good that we were ahead of it. A number of our employees already before the lockdown were already working from home, and we've enabled them. Right now it's tough. A number of people are trying to get used to this new way of working, but I would say that we are productive, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask what impact it has on corporate productivity. I suppose it depends on the person. Some people adapt to it like a duck to water. Other people may find it more difficult.
Yes, yes. You know, there are some people who truly want to see, you know, face to face, and they appreciate that, and you can see that they are struggling. Yeah. You know, so hence we, you know, this technology that we have today of you know, having a video, not just the audio, it helps a lot those people. Yeah. But I think we're coping quite well. We hope we are not right, but our assessment is that this is likely going to be extended. So we're already planning for that scenario, although it's not the scenario that we would like to see.
I very much hope you are wrong on that score. So Mteto, big news coming out this morning before markets opened here in Johannesburg, that Altron is looking to spin off its UK subsidiary Bytes Technology Group UK as a separate listing on the London Stock Exchange. As part of this, you'll unbundle Altron's investments in Bytes UK to shareholders. It's particularly interesting that you've decided to do this in the middle of a global crisis. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah. So the first thing is that I think it was in February when our board sat and to review our strategy, and I think at that point we came to the conclusion that our Bytes UK business was highly undervalued, and we know that in order to do a listing, there's a lot of preparatory work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And we believe that this exercise will take between 9 to 12 months. So in our view, we feel that regardless of the fact that right now we are going through difficult times globally, we can still do that preparatory work. And that's what we're doing. We feel that it is at the right time because in South Africa, over the last 3 years, we have been building this organization, and it's such a strong business that we now have here in South Africa. We would not be even considering doing something like this 3 years ago because we needed the UK to provide us with that cover. But here now in South Africa, we have a very strong business with 20,000 customers, and we've made some key acquisitions here, and we feel that it is really the right time to be looking at this.
Right, right. Have you, I don't know if you can disclose this, but you must have some sort of idea of the valuation that the Bytes UK business might attract post a listing. Are you able to talk numbers?
I'm unable to talk numbers because I just don't think it would be a right thing to do. But if you were to look at the valuation of the peers of Bytes UK, peers being Softcat is one of the companies that is listed in UK. The other one is being Computer Center. We believe that our valuation would be anywhere between those two companies, you know, in terms of the multiple. So that gives you a sense of where we think the business should be.
Okay. Now, I'm interested that you're disposing planning on disposing the entire stake in Bytes UK to Altron shareholders. What's the thinking behind that? Why not retain a stake? I mean, it looks like a fantastic business. Certainly, in the most recent Altron financial reports, it seems to be performing very well indeed. Why not remain invested in Bytes UK as part of the listing process?
Yeah. So I think for us here, when I look at it now, what is going to be remaining behind, there is going to be a much more greater focus. You look at the number of other South African companies, they have chosen to concentrate largely on South Africa and the rest of Africa. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we will be aligning much better with those customers with this new strategy. So yes, it provided us with the necessary cover when we needed it, but right now we are very strong. We've got a great base here. We align better with our customers, and management will be much more focused. So that's why we felt this is the right thing to do.
Okay. Now, I'm no expert on how these sort of unbundlings work, so maybe you can hold my hand through this a little bit. But if this goes ahead and there is an unbundling to shareholders, is there any sort of realization of cash to Altron?
There is no realization of cash to the company. Mm-hmm. There is a realization of cash to the shareholders that will be selling. So, yeah, we won't be seeing anything as a company. Yeah. Okay. But what we will see, though, is that we need to make sure that the debt that today is currently sitting in Altron, that debt is split right fairly across the various entities.
Okay. Okay, understood. Yeah. Okay. How big a component is Bytes UK to the overall Altron business?
The Bytes UK is different from the rest of Altron's business in the sense that they are doing they're doing a reseller. They're a software reseller. When the rest of the Altron business is an IT services company.
Yes.
You know. So those are the two different businesses. But with all of that said, the Bytes UK contributed quite a lot to our business. It was in 2019, 41% of the revenue came from Bytes UK, and 23% of EBITDA came from Bytes UK. So it is a fairly sizable business. It will leave the rest of Africa with about just over 9 billion rands of revenue and about 1.2 billion rands of EBITDA, still will be one of the largest IT services companies in South Africa.
Yes, yes. Now, how does this affect? Where Bytes has, there are Bytes branded businesses here in South Africa as well, including Bytes Technology Group, which we know is the big Xerox representative in the South African market. But there are other Bytes businesses in the local market. Are they affected at all by this move? Will they continue to trade in South Africa under the Bytes name?
Oh, that's a good question, Duncan. One of the things that we've done, I think it was 2 years ago already, we started to introduce Altron in all of the operations. Now you'll hear us saying Altron Bytes People Solution, Altron Bytes Managed Solutions, you know. And there was a reason why we did that, because at some point we wanted to make sure that we get rid of the Bytes name. What we will be left with is Altron managed services, Altron Systems Integration. So last year, in December, around November, our management team here made a decision that it is now the right time for us to lose the BICE name. So as we move to the new campus that is planned for November, that's where we felt that this year in November, we will lose the BICE name.
Okay, interesting.
In South Africa, yeah.
You mentioned a new campus. Where is that?
The new campus is that's where Deloitte is currently at operating today in Woodlands.
Oh, yes.
In Woodmead. Mm-hmm. In Woodmead. That's where we. So as they move to their new campus, we will be taking over their old campus.
Okay, next to Huawei's big office park there.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
okay.
Where we're going.
Okay, you're still head office at the moment. It's still in Parktown in Johannesburg.
Yeah, which is a bit of a challenge, Duncan, because we have got a head office that is removed from operations.
Right.
And you cannot interact with the various operations. So for me, it's just the way of working. It's not how I'm used to work. I like to be engaged with the various operations. I like us to be, we are working together as a team. So we are bringing all of the operations of Altron in that one campus, still retaining the individual identities of the companies. So each one will have their own building, but it will be part of one campus.
Yep.
Drive this one Altron approach that we talk about.
Because you've got office buildings all over the place at the moment, don't you? Those are all going to be consolidated into this campus.
Exactly, Duncan. We currently occupy just over 45,000 square meters of property in Johannesburg. We will be moving to that campus. As part of that move, we'll significantly reduce. We're moving, occupying about 27,000 square meters.
Okay.
So there's going to be cost savings linked to that, whilst driving the teamwork and collaboration across the operations.
Great. Before I let you go, there are a lot of IT companies in South Africa that seem to be on sale, if I can put it that way, in terms of their valuations. If you look at some of the IT companies listed on, IT services companies listed on the JSE, their valuations have come down enormously over the last year. Is Altron considering taking advantage of the fact that some of these assets are so cheap at the moment and looking at acquisitions?
Yes, if you look at our approach with regards to growth, Duncan, we have said and we continue to say that our approach is that one of organic growth. 70 to 80% of our growth will be explained through organic growth. We will then make acquisitions that are you know, helping us to acquire certain capabilities, bolt-on acquisitions. You've seen us acquiring Karabina, which is almost like a 250-person company, and we recently bought another company called Ubusha. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of companies that we are going to be buying. We're not going to be seeing us going for a company of a similar size as us. That is not the approach. So yes, we are looking, and if there are any companies that are in line with the size that we are talking about, we will certainly approach those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Mteto Nyati is CEO of Altron. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today, and good luck with the rest of the lockdown. Hopefully it does not get extended.
I hope so too, Duncan, and take care.